proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. I want to take a few moments now and share an important thought and encouragement from the Word of God. In these days of distress, fear, and despair, it is difficult to find joy. Our world has been altered due to the coronavirus. Plans have been changed or canceled. Routines have been disrupted. Many people are struggling to find any good news. While the world is constantly shifting, the Christian should look steadfastly to the Savior. People long to be happy and try to find it through the pleasures and comforts in this world. Often, though, most people mistake happiness for joy. Happiness is dependent on life circumstances, while joy is found in knowing God. Let's look to the Bible to see how we can turn from sorrow to joy. In Nehemiah's day, the Jewish people lived in times of insecurity, unwalled cities. This way of life became the norm for them. Opposition and apathy became barriers to the obedience to the Word of God. After the walls of Jerusalem were built, the people heard the Word of the Lord. For many, this may have been the first time in a long time that they had heard the Scriptures. Convicted by these words, they wept. They faced the reality of their spiritual condition. Romans 3, verse 20 reads, "For by the law is the knowledge of sin." They were reminded of the seriousness of their sins and the need for atonement. However, their sorrow would turn to joy. Nehemiah told the people, "Mourn not, nor weep." As the people began to understand the Word of God, they turned to God and discovered a unique treasure. Repentance would lead to celebration. In this, they discovered that the joy of the Lord is their strength. When we are confronted by sin, the powerful conviction of the Holy Spirit brings us to the cross. When we are forgiven, joy replaces grief. Yet many believers live in the grief of past sins that hinder them from experiencing the joy of the Lord. I love what Dr. Warren Wiersbe once said, "It is as wrong to mourn when God has forgiven us as it is to rejoice when sin has conquered us." When we have a right understanding of the Word of God and the grace of God, it will lead us to joy. So, what is the secret of joy? King David wrote in Psalm 25, verse 14, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him." The word secret here implies relationship and intimacy with the Lord. I love what Oswald Chambers once said, "In my utmost for his highest." What is the sign of a friend? That he tells you secret sorrows? No, that he tells you secret joys. Many will confide to you their secret sorrows, but the mark of intimacy is to confide our secret joys. Have we ever let God tell us any of his secret joys? Or are we telling God our secrets so continually that we have no room for him to talk to us? By spending time with God in his word and prayer, we will reap the benefits of this secret. While one may feel vulnerable in opening their heart and mind to God, the believer must remember that God's goal is for us to be conformed to the image of his dear Son. The book of James compares the work of the Bible as a mirror. A mirror shows us what our appearance looks like, while the Bible shows us what our heart looks like. As we humble ourselves to the Lord, He will work in wonderful ways in our hearts. This change is a cause for celebration. The more we spend time with God, the greater we will experience the secret of joy. In times like these, we must ever be more dependent on God. He is the source of joy. Let Him so fill you that you will not be shaken by the winds of life's storms. So, how can you have this joy? The key to joy comes as we simply believe God's word and obey it. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. Now, thank you for tuning in to today's program. In these days, I trust that you would pray for one another and pray for us here at IBJM as we face the challenges together of what's going on in the world. And of course, remember to pray for the Jewish people and that we can be a witness to those around us as well. If you could take a moment, send a note of appreciation to this radio station for airing the program. I trust it has been a blessing to you. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.